JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, social work degrees to be offered at community colleges island-wide. And later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child safety tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Community colleges across the island will now offer a bachelor's degree in social work under a 5-year agreement between the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica and the Jamaica Theological Seminary, JTS. President of the JTS, Reverend Dr. Garnet Roper, says with the agreement, students who were previously only able to do an associate degree can now upgrade their qualifications.
People who go to community colleges very often are people who are economically marginal, who are not in a position to go to the university and the college. It is a very fertile ground. What I think this is a beginning of a partnership. We have learned that we are going to share that expertise to strengthen the quality of social intervention nationally and regionally.
Executive Director of the CCCJ, Dr. Donna Powell Wilson, says community colleges provide quality education that allows for seamless transition to a full degree program.
Our students who had completed the associate degree in social work, we were looking at how they could articulate into the BSc here at JTS. And we did some work on that, and we found out that our program at the associate degree level was on par with the program here at JTS, so our students could articulate easily into the program.
She says the MOU has set the foundation for collaboration with other tertiary institutions island-wide. The Westmoreland campus of the Montego Bay Community College will be the first institution to offer the accredited degree program with 156 students already enrolled ahead of the January 2016 start date.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit.
Tuesday, October 13, is International Disaster Reduction Day, and this year, the focus is on traditional and local knowledge. For instance, older persons in the community may be able to read early warning signs in nature that can be vital to notifying residents, so early action can be taken to mitigate the impact of disasters such as droughts, heat waves, storms, and floods. Combined with scientific knowledge, local knowledge is vital for preparedness and can be passed on from generation to generation. Vision 2030 Jamaica is in line with the inclusive development paradigm of the United Nations that integrates the standards and principles of human rights such as participation, non-discrimination, and accountability. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Now for Heritage Did You Know feature. The Blue Mountains is the only place in Jamaica with montane cloud forests and the only place in the Caribbean with this type of cloud forest extending as far as 48,000 hectares. A cloud forest is so called because seasonal low-level clouds are consistently found there. Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Hug your children. Tell them you love them and spend time talking with them and listen to them every day. That tape was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thank you so much for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.